An episode one of the podcast of isolation.
Hello,
Hello.
I am GT Hauser, the guest on the first episode of the podcast of isolation.
So, G, how has this epidemic affected your everyday life?
I would say my current situation would be quite different had the coronavirus not come to the U.S. For instance, we have no school, and I am now slowly turning nocturnal as I go to bed at very late hours and
As
wake
have
up
I.
after the afternoon had already passed.
As do I, as do I.
All right, I have a question for you, Alex.
Indeed.
How has the coronavirus affected your mental stability?
I am doing fairly well,
Well, thank you for
considering
that very
the
drawn.
present circumstances which most of the world finds itself in.
Thank you for that amazing answer. Now I have another question for you. How has this epidemic affected your home life?
I sleep for upwards of 12 hours, and then I do nothing for the rest of the day.
That is also what I do.
Yes, it is. Hopefully this pandemic ends soon, and this is why Joe Swanson makes me dance.
As does he all to everyone.
Now, part
now.
two of the podcast, an unabridged reading of Lord of the Rings.
All right, I will start us off. On the first page.
Of the Fellowship of the Ring.
Of prologue.
No, not the prologue.
Concerning hobbits. Okay.
Concerning Pigweed.
Okay. Are you ready?
Almost.
Okay, we'll just edit that part out. Okay.
Wait.
Book one.
The Fellowship of
when
the
Mr.
Ring.
When Mr. Bilbo Baggins of Bag End announced that he would shortly be celebrating his 11th birthday with a party of special magnificence, there was much talk and excitement in Hobbiton. All right,
Bilbo
Alex?
Was very rich and very peculiar and had been the wonder of the Shire for 60 years, ever since his remarkable disappearance and unexpected return.
The riches he had brought back from his travels had now become a local legend.
Pause.
And it was.
Pause. We'll resume at 6:20. We're putting emphasis on the S.
Okay.
Remember, associated with a list.
Okay, 6:20.
Go.
And it was popularly believed, whatever the old folk might say, that the Hill of Bag End was full of tunnels stuffed with treasure.
And if that was not enough for fame, there was his prolonged vigor to marvel at. Time wore on, but it seemed to have little effect on Mr. Baggins.
At 90, he was much the same at 50. At 99, they began to call him well preserved. Unchanging would have been nearer the mark. There were some that shook their heads and thought he was too much of a good thing. It seemed unfair that anyone should possess, apparently, perpetual youth as well. Oh, as inexhaustible wealth.
It will have to be paid for, they said. It isn't natural, and trouble will come of it. But so far, trouble had not come, as Mr. Baggins was generous with his money. Most people were willing to forgive him of his oddities and his good fortune. He remained on visiting terms with his relatives, except, of course, the Sackville Baggins. And he had many devoted admirers among the hobbits of poor and unimportant families. But he had no close friends until some of his younger cousins began to grow up. The eldest of these were Bilda's favorite, was young Frodo Baggins.
When Bilbo was 99, he adopted Frodo as his heir and brought him to live at Bag End. And the hopes of the Sackville Bagginses were finally dashed. Bilbo and Frodo happened to have the same birthday, September 22nd. "You had better come and live here, Frodo, my lad," said Bilbo one day, "and then we can celebrate our birthday parties comfortably together." At that time, Frodo was still in his tweens, as the hobbits called the irresponsible tweenties between childhood and coming of age at 33.
12 more years passed each year. The Bagginses had given very large, lively combined birthday parties at Bag End, but now it was understood that something quite exceptional was being planned for this autumn. Bilbo was to be 111. 111, a rather curious number and a very respectable age for a hobbit. The old took himself had only reached 130. And Frodo was to be 33. An important number, the date of his coming of age. Tongues began to wag in Hobbiton and Bywater, and the rumor of the coming event traveled all over the Shire.
The history and character of Mr. Bilbo Baggins became once again the chief topic of conversation. And the elder folk suddenly found their reminiscence in welcome demand. No one had a more attentive audience than old Ham Gamgee, commonly known as the Gaffer.
Gaffer. He held forth at the Ivy Bush, a small inn on the Bywater Road, and he spoke with some authority, for he had tended the garden at Bag End for 40 years, and he had helped old Pullman in the same job before that. Now he was himself growing old and stiff in the joints. The job was mainly carried on by his youngest son, Sam Gamgee. Both father and son were on very friendly terms with Pilbo and Proto. They lived on the Pill himself and number three, Bagshot Bro, just below the bag bend.
A very nice, well-spoken, gentle hobbit is Mr. Bilbo. As I've always said, the gaffer declared with perfect truth, for Bilbo was very polite to him, calling him the Master Hamfast, and consulting him constantly upon the growing of vegetables in the matter of roots, especially potatoes. The gaffer was recognized as the leading authority by all the neighborhood, including himself.
But what happens about this Proto that lives with him? Ask old Noakes of Pyewater. Baggins in his name, but he's more than half a brandy buck. They say it beats me why any Baggins of Hobbiton should go looking for a wife away there in Buckland, where folks are so queer. And no wonder they're queer, put in Daddy Two-Foot, the gaffer's next-door neighbor. If they live on the wrong side of the Brandywine River, and right again the old forest, that's a dark, bad place, if half the tales be true. You're right, Dad.
You're right, Dad, said the gaffer. Not the Bucklands of Buckland live in the old forest, but they are queer breeds, seemingly. They fool about with boats on the big river. And that isn't natural. Small wonder that trouble came of it, I say. But be that as it may, Mr. Frodo is as nice a young hobbit as you could wish to meet.
Wait,
like Mr. Bilbo. And in more than looks, after all, his father was a Baggins. A decent, respectable hobbit was Mr. Drago Baggins, and there was never much to tell of him till he was drowned. Drowned?
Did.
Said several voices.
Drowned, said several voices. They had heard this and other dark-haired rumors before, but hobbits have a passion for family history, and they were ready to hear it again. Well, so they say.
Okay.
What?
Are we just gonna keep reading this for like an hour?
Yes. That's the whole point. We spend half a minute on the actual thing. The gaffer. You see, Mr. Drogo, he married poor cousin Miss Brimley Brandybuck. She was Mr. Bilbo's first cousin on her mother's side. Her mother being the youngest of the old Took's daughters, and Mr. Drogo was his second cousin. So Mr. Frodo is his first and second cousin, once removed either way, as the saying is, if you follow me.
And Mr. Drogo was staying at Brandy Hall with his father-in-law, old Master Grob Doc, as he often did after his marriage, him being partial to his vitals and his old and what's happening?
We have 20 more pages.
Yeah, okay. Let's just stop at like 8:30.
8:30?
Yeah. 18:30.
It's night.
18 minutes. Oh, God.
Well, are we getting...
I can't believe we did that for almost 20 minutes. Okay. How do we, like, save the recording?
It saves automatically. We'll do this, like, once a day or something. I don't know.
Wait, we have to make more episodes? It says only make one.
I know, but I have a feeling this is going to be in the future, too.
Okay, yeah, sure. Also, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay, so... Well, I'll try and edit it and send it to you. I'll keep you on a voice call, just in case, okay?